What's up, everybody? It's John Bush from Armored Saints sitting here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You are on the road to rock.
Hi, everyone. This is Eric Martin, the lead singer for the band Mr. Big, and you are on the road to rock with Clint Switzer.
Thank you so much, man. I love talking about the things that I love, Clint, and for you to allow me to do it with you. God bless you. God bless the Heartland. God bless America.
You are now on the road to rock. It's not just a podcast. It's an unabashed celebration of rock's living legends. And now, please welcome your host, the master of your rock and roll road trip, leading you down the highway to hell, Clint Switzer.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day and welcome to On the Road to Rock. I'm your host, Clint Switzer. Thank you so much for being with us here on this wonderful Friday. Hope you're out celebrating, maybe having a green beer. What is that dish? Everybody, I don't really understand it because I'm a picky eater, but is that corned beef and cabbage? Does that sound right? Is that the Irish way here? And if that's the case, I need to participate. I need to just expand my palate and just go out and get it done, because today, St. Patrick's Day, all around the world, people are celebrating, and that's wonderful. Hope everybody has a safe and happy one. For us, back here after a couple of weeks, you know, we did the Stephen Piercy interview a few weeks ago, and the feedback was tremendous for that. Thanks, everybody, for checking out that interview and, rating it and giving us a 5-star rating and commenting. And it was a holy grail interview for me, actually, because ever since I started this show back in 2012, I guess it was, I've been trying to get Stephen Piercy on the show, and it finally happened. 2022 in and of itself was a great year for getting guests and new guests that we hadn't had on before. But then 2023, we're off to a great start here as we start to vault into the spring and summer months, which, as you know, that is sort of the time where I shine during those months. Don't we all? Yeah, the weather starts getting nice. Well, actually not currently here where I am in Kansas City, Missouri, but it should at some point turn into actual spring. Here into April and May. And then you've got summer concerts coming up, guys. All the major festivals here in America, the lineups are getting announced. We've seen the Rocklahoma announcement. What a festival that's going to be. This might be their biggest and baddest yet down in Pryor, Oklahoma, Labor Day weekend. I know where I'll be. I think Aftershocks has released their lineup, Louder Than Life. Guys, these festivals in America that we longed for these festivals because we, as American rock fans, we saw how in Europe that they did it. Festivals like Download and Wacken and so many more, Hellfest in France and on and on. Now here in America, we have these major rock festivals, and you might complain about the lineup. You might say there's too many, you know, not enough 80s bands or not enough hard rock or heavy metal bands, that they spread it around too much. But that is to garnish interest, and that's to keep people coming back year after year. So I applaud it. I think Rocklahoma is going to be the one that that I go to this year for sure, as we've done that festival time and again, and really excited about that coming up. And a lot of summer tours, guys. There's so much coming up. Guns N' Roses going out this summer, and a band that's coming up here this spring and summer, stateside, with special guest Hammerfall. It is going to be legendary Jeremy heavy metal icons Helloween. They will return to the U.S. and Canada this spring as part of their ongoing United Forces World Tour, alongside supporting special guest Hammerfall, as I mentioned. The trek will commence May 13th in Dallas, Texas, and will wind its way through a total of 13 cities. The journey drawing to a close on June 3rd in San Francisco. At the Warfield, fans can expect an epic night of Helloween hits spanning the band's legacy, as well as tunes from their latest album, Helloween, which was released back in 2021, marking the first time these tracks will be performed in the U.S. and in Canada. Tickets are now on sale. Secure yours today at Helloween.org. And you, as I mentioned, the tour starts May 13th at Dallas, ends June 3rd in San Francisco. They're going to be hitting St. Petersburg, Silver Spring, Maryland, New York, Worcester, Mass, Toronto, Ontario, Royal Oak, Michigan, Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, Las Vegas, LA, and then San Francisco. And on this very show, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about this upcoming United Forces tour with none other than Helloween bassist Marcus Grosskopf. He's going to be joining us to talk about all things Helloween, what he's been up to, the band returning to the States, his memory of first coming to America, which I believe in 1987 is the first time Helloween played America. And they did so with, I believe it was Grim Reaper and Armored Saint. And so we're going to get his memories of that. He filled in for Ian Hill and Judas Priest back in 2015. I'm going to get his thoughts on that. And I just must say that Marcus, tremendous bass player, Helloween, legendary, iconic German heavy metal band. We had a few beers. And if you watch the YouTube version of this interview, which that is always available, or 90% of the time, our interviews we do, we put up on YouTube for our subscribers at Starcade Media. That is the brand as to which everything that we do falls under, including On the Road to Rock. That is Starcade Media. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the interview. And you can tell my that Marcus was kicking back a few beers even during the interview. Hey, it's a free cut. It's a free world, right? And so Marcus had some drinks heading into the interview, and no judgment. Hey, it's St. Patrick's Day, and so we're all Irish today, I guess. Hey, no problem at all. But, you know, Marcus was partying a little bit, and he's just what he's done and the legacy of Helloween and the band rejoining back in 2016 was so important for so many of Helloween's fans, because that the band, you know, had some lineup changes and comings and goings, and it looked like it could be over. But then in 2016, the Pumpkins United Tour, you know, saw singer Michael Kiske rejoin the band for a world tour, and that kind of set the tone for where we are now. And the band released a self-titled album back in 2021. Now they're here stateside, and I applaud that, and I absolutely love this band, and to have a chance to see them is going to be extremely memorable, and I hope you guys enjoy that. So lots of interviews coming up here in the coming weeks. Here on the Road to Rock, look out for a follow-up interview with former Quiet Riot bassist Chuck Wright. That's going to be coming up. The up-and-coming, the gothic Dolly Parton. Yes, that's self-described. Devorah coming up in just a couple weeks. Also hoping to land something with Phil Lewis of LA Guns. And hopefully to talk about their new album. So lots coming up. It's really, we're in that mode. Concert season is on the horizon. More bands are releasing some material, getting ready to hit the road, and going to be doing more interviews. So On the Road to Rock is your place. Your money stays and plays with us. Without further ado, let's get to this week's interview. It is with none other than Helloween bassist Marcus Grosskopf.
All right. That's fucking me. How are you?
That is you. How are you doing, sir? It's good to see you.
Of course it's me. You were asking for me. You get me.
Wow. Man, what a great way to start the morning. How are you? Where are you at today, man? What's going on?
What, you saying good morning?
Well, for me.
I'm already with my second beer.
Well, it is St. Patrick's Day. I don't know how much Irish there is in you, but there's enough Irish in all of us today to make that work, I think.
All right, there you go.
Well,
so somebody told me you got a couple of questions.
I do have a couple of questions. Welcome.
What's the first one?
The first one is you and Helloween are bringing your tour, Forces United Tour, to the United States starting in May in Dallas. How exciting is this? You guys are back in the United States for the first time since the release of your self-titled album, Helloween. This is very exciting.
I'll tell you something. First time I heard about Dallas was, of course, there was that serial thing going on, but Dallas 1 p.m. from Saxon was my first impression of being of Dallas at all. Just joking, you know. But what was the question again?
the tour, it's coming to the United States for the first time since your new album has come out. You'll be able to play songs off the Helloween 2021 album for the first time in America and in Canada. This is very exciting. United Forces tour with Hammerfall.
And that's got to be a great thing we do, because we're hanging around with Hammerfall for the whole European tour, and it's going to be great. The understanding is nice, and you can expect a great package coming there. getting some fucking heavy metal treatment, you know, some fun nights going out there, you know.
Do you remember the first time you came to America? Because I believe you played here with like Grim Reaper and maybe even Armored Saint the first time you guys ever came to America. Do you have?
I remember what you. I remember all of it. I remember each and every second, you know? I remember each and every fucking drink I ordered at the Rainbow Bar in Los Angeles, you know, hanging out with the guys, hanging out there. Of course, I remember that's my life, you know, that's still my life. But it's great. I mean, Anthrax is still around playing every festival in Europe, doing great. And while Grim Reaper is hanging out, doing some festivals. But, you know, this is all good, great memories. Coming back to this, going to America is like great memories. Since I was a young guy, I'm touring the States, I'm touring the world. Coming back to all those places I've seen, like we're talking about the 80s, right?
We are, yes.
When heavy metal was big in America. And, you know, how can I say this? The girls were just like dressed in the gear waiting for you, right?
This yes.
It's not going to happen anymore. But whatsoever, as we're getting older, we don't need this anymore. But it's still fun coming over there, playing for those who like it, because this is my life.
It is. And you actually, so I'm in Kansas City. The first time you were ever in Kansas City was in 1987. You played here at the Uptown Theater with Grim Reaper, with Armored Saint. That is amazing. I was only 3 years old, Michael, so I wasn't there, but it was, what a memory that is. Kansas City, you've been here. That's where I am in the Midwest and in Kansas City. So you've been here before, and you're going to be in Dallas, Texas to start this tour, and the memories will be tremendous. Halloween, what a legacy you guys have created. You guys have done such a creative, and hey, there may not be as many women, but there will be people like me, Michael, doing this. So,
yeah, but once you're getting older, and I was always like a kind of guy hanging out on the bar, talking to guys, and I'm a live guy. I'm not so much on the internet, and I'm not this influencer guy type of guy being on the internet. If you see me, you'll see me on a bar where I'm playing. You know, I'm a live guy. I play. I go to the bar. I talk to people. Face to face.
And your the fans of Halloween appreciate that, and there are so many around the world. And to be able to bring this album that you guys did, your self-titled album 2021 Halloween, to be able to play those songs has to be extremely special, because COVID kind of ruined so many shows for so many people, but now you get to revisit that album and play those songs from that album, right?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. It's been a rough time for everybody, but so what? Everybody had rough times in lifetimes anyway. So we had this rough times, and Halloween is a kind of event. I call it like all-time survivors, full-time survivors. You can't kill Halloween. You can't kill Halloween with a pandemic kind of situation. We always keep on coming back. We always keep on coming. You can't resist Halloween. We keep on coming. and it's what's life about. It's strange situations, but you got to carry on. You got to make plans for something that's not working now, but maybe later, if you know what I mean. But you never give up. You never give up. And you're booking tours, and then there's a pandemic time coming at you. It was strange. It was weird for all of us. But we're very, very lucky coming back, being allowed to coming to your place, playing there. You know, that's what keeps us alive. That's what keeps us alive. People starving for rock and roll entertainment, you know?
Especially, yeah.
especially bands like Helloween that have such a lasting legacy. I always wondered how you, Marcus, found heavy metal music, because as I understand it, you grew up kind of playing in punk bands, covering Sex Pistols and bands like that. So how did you find this great thing that we like to call heavy metal?
I don't know. To me, it's not cold heavy metal, rock and roll, rockabilly. To me, it's great music. I call it rock and roll is the general kind of thing I like. Rock and roll is, to me, is punk music. I like a lot. I like rockabilly music a lot. I like heavy metal music a lot. I like rock and roll and blues, like Walter Trout, an American, you know him, Walter Trout, an American blues player playing kind of hard blues music. It doesn't matter what you listen to. It's got to come, it's got to touch your heart. Mm. And once you find something touching your heart, you go for it. You know what I'm talking?
Of course.
It's not a matter of what kind of music you listen to. It's a matter of how you feel it right into your heart.
How does it feel? You're still such a young man, Marcus. You're still so young out there. You've been around for so many years, but you're still so young. You still feel like young at heart and at spirit?
I'm feeling younger than I am, really.
Well,
because I'm started off with punk music.
that's perfect. Of course, you at one point filled in, I believe, for Ian Hill and Judas Priest. What was that like?
Oh, that was like a blast. That was like a blast. I mean, we're talking about music and feelings and emotions. Listening to that music gives you like a push in your life, and you want to go for something like this. Being a musician, or at this time trying to be a musician, being like 18, 19 years old, 15 years old, this was something. You know what I'm talking about? It's so emotional. And if you intend to be a musician, aiming for some rock and roll, this was everything was there. Rock and roll was just like there. And if you want to go for rock and roll, you find it. You just got to search and you find the right bands. And you find your, how can I say this? You find your revolution, you find your rock and roll, and all this music, starting with Chuck Berry, to The Who, to Judas Priest, to Led Zeppelin, the Beatles. You want to have a revolution when you're young, right? That's what we're talking about. And that's what I all went through. And you got to listen to this music, and it's all like in the lyrics and the behaviors and this punk kind of anti kind of thing whatsoever. I call it rock and roll. It's not the same anymore today, but that's where I started. You know what I mean? It's just like you go for your own life. You're searching for your own identity.
That's interesting. Do you feel justified as a musician when a band like Helloween, and you play, obviously you're going to be playing some great venues here in America, but when you play festivals like Wacken or the Download Festival, and you've got 70, 80,000 people that are singing along with these Helloween songs, and it still means so much to them over these years, does it feel like that kind of, it feels like your career is so justified when that happens, and it's still happening in 2023?
I'll tell you something. This is great. This is so great. And you haven't got, actually, you would say, you haven't got control as like seven people on a stage, standing on a stage doing their stuff, having control about 70,000 people. But it's working if you do the right thing. If you are able to send a message like we do, like we stand for freedom, we stand for, you know, we stand for peace, Halloween's music is stand. We're always singing about freedom. And when everybody agrees, that's a lifter. That's lifting you up, you know? Know what I'm talking about? That gives the feeling, all right, something in my life, I did right, being in this band, and a lot of people agreeing what I am singing, I was trying to say, you know, it's tolerance, it's agreement, it's like they want to have the same kind of thing that I want, you know, that's peace, that's love, even though it sounds kind of old, but we need freedom, we need tolerance, we need whatever we need in this crazy times. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's what we need. And that's what Halloween is standing for, I would say. And everybody agrees. If it's 100,000 people agreeing with us, it's not only about the music. They might agree with the music, but they might also agree with the message about being about freedom, tolerance, and all that kind of stuff, you know, and peace and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking?
Yes.
That's what I have the feeling in a big place, like a big, if this was your question.
Yes, it is.
This feeling I get when I'm playing in front of so many people, I can't control. But then they seem to kind of like us. And there's a reason, because we are standing for peace, tolerance, and freedom. So that gives me a lot. It's not so much, it's also about transporting with the music. That's my kind of thing I wanna say, you know, that's a message.
Rock music to me should exemplify freedom. And the first time I ever heard Eagle Fly Free, that's what that means. I think that Halloween song says everything about what the band is and what it stands for and what rock and roll stands for. Eagle Fly Free resonated with me as a very young child. So remember, that stuff means stuff to people, and that is important. That's great. Marcus, we were out of time. You probably have more. You got a lot of interviews to do today. Yes.
There's so many politicians telling you what to do and what to vote and what to do.
Yes.
Here and there. But I tell you something, rock and roll, people can decide. And it achieved so much more voters than any fucking politicians. You know what I mean? It's more right than any politics. Because rock and roll is always true. You know, I'm standing for it.
That means a lot. That means a lot to people like me. And I'm glad you said that. And I want you to keep flying that flag, please. We need that. I know you've got a lot of interviews to do today, Marcus.
We need more of it.
We have to have more of it. I can't. I'm about to my end of all of it. So thank you for those great words, and have a tremendous day. I know you got a lot of interviews to do. We will see you Halloween here in the States, beginning May 13th in Dallas, Halloween.com. Thank you so much, Marcus. Have a great day, sir.
All right. You can't get rid of Halloween. That's not a bad idea. We always come on peace and tolerance. You're right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good day. You bet.